Chapter 75. The general feeling was in favor of Laura, but whether this feeling extended to the jury, their stolid faces did not reveal. The public outside hoped for a conviction, as it always does. It wanted an example. The newspapers trusted the jury would have the courage to do its duty. When Laura was convicted, then the public would turn around and abuse the governor if he did not pardon her. The jury went out. Mr. Braham preserved his serene confidence, but Laura's friends were dispirited. Washington and Colonel Sellers had been obliged to go to Washington, and they had departed under the unspoken fear the verdict would be unfavorable. A disagreement was the best they could hope for, and money was needed. The necessity of the passage of the university bill was now imperative. The court waited, for some time, but the jury gave no signs of coming inches. Mr. Braham said it was extraordinary. The court then took a recess for a couple of hours. Upon again coming in, word was brought that the jury had not yet agreed. But the jury had a question. The point upon which they wanted instruction was this. They wanted to know if Colonel Sellers was related to the Hawkins family. The court then adjourned till morning. Mr. Braham, who was in something of a pet, remarked to Mr. O'Toole that they must have been deceived, that juryman with a broken nose could read. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.